I next met with Dr. Lisa Carey from the University of North Carolina Lindberger Comprehensive Cancer Center in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And to begin, Dr. Carey presented a patient from her practice.
This is a young woman with a newly diagnosed hormone receptor negative, HER2 positive stage 2 breast cancer, who was enrolled in TBCRC 026, which is a translational breast cancer research consortium study that tests HP alone, so trastuzumab plus pertuzumab, an all biologic regimen in the neoadjuvant setting. She went through HP. However, she had non-response clinically and actually radiographically progressed on the biologic regimen. So she went on to neoadjuvant TCHP, so we just added the chemotherapy drugs in and actually had a very nice response, went on to breast-conserving surgery and had a YPT1A/N0 disease with a lot of treatment effect throughout the breast. She completed radiation, completed a year of trastuzumab, and is doing really very, very well at this time.
So just to clarify, what was her status at surgery? Did she have residual disease in the breast and nodes?
Yeah, she had YPT1A/N0. So she had, I think, 2 or 3 millimeters of residual invasive disease, nothing in the nodes.
Her case brings up a lot of interesting points. And the first one, it's interesting that she sort of played out in her own neoadjuvant situation the fact that, I guess, anti-HER therapy alone was not very effective.
No, that's exactly right. It wasn't, you know, she actually progressed radiographically, but had a lovely response once you added the cytotoxics. And I think, you know, we certainly learned from Neosphere that all biologics alone underperform relative to biologics plus chemotherapy. And I think in this setting, she was almost an N of one example of that.